Pastor in the congregation of Harpeth Baptist Church in Kingston Springs, Tennessee, would like to welcome you to today's podcast. Remember, you can always find out more about Harpeth Baptist Church online at harpethbaptist.org. Let's join Pastor Chance Strickland for today's message.
Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 3 through 7. And we're going to focus mainly on verse 7 as our text this morning, where it says, "The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him." And talking about that just man this morning, who walks in his integrity, and because of him and his example, his children are blessed, I want to preach to you on the topic of a fine father. How many of you this morning would say, "Amen, I had a fine father"? Man, isn't that wonderful? And some of you may have bad experiences with your actual earthly father, but I promise you, whether it be your heavenly father, he's a fine father, isn't he? Or somebody who is an influence in your life, who helped you become who you are, was a fine father to you. So praise the Lord for these fine fathers. I begin by saying this morning that the morality of America is becoming less and less, almost to nothing. And even more so, the entire world. I think America's still holding on to some morals and values and Christianity. But I would say in the world, it's beginning worse and worse. But in spite of the failure of our culture to properly instill strong values, especially Christian ones, in our children, I would say to you this morning that God has a system to raise our children right that is much more powerful than any of the influences of society. As a dad with young children and one on the way, could be this week. Praise the Lord. We're ready for Thomas. We said, "Thomas, I don't even know if he could hear me," but I said, "Thomas, we've got to get through Bible school." And then I said, "Thomas, I've got to get through Father's Day morning." Now, no church tonight. He can come this afternoon if he wants to. No church tonight. You can go visit with Dad, and we may go to the hospital. But as a father, I'm so scared of the influence of the world on my children. I mean, the TV, and we're very careful what we let them watch. But man, then the commercials come on, and I think, my goodness, they show this on the Kids Network. Between shows, it's unreal. But I praise God that in spite of the influence of the world, in spite of what the devil may throw at us, in spite of the culture that we live in, God has a plan for our children to be raised upright. And I believe that's through a fine father. One person, more than any other, can make a difference in a young person's life, and that's a father. Now, if you're a mother, don't get mad and say, "Well, now what about me?" If you remember a few weeks ago, you got yours. And all the dads had to sit there and look at me like, "Hey." But that applies to parents in general. We're going to focus on dads this morning because this is Father's Day. But ladies, it's you too. It's so important for a child to grow up around a good, strong, male Christian influence. Very important. I used to coach ball. And the children that I'd spend the most time with were the ones that were missing that. That good, strong, male Christian influence. They needed help. They needed the most work. And a lot of times I became that as their basketballer, their football, their baseball coach. I was that good, strong, male influence in their life. Or I hope I was. I tried to be. But I think it's very important in children's life. So on this Father's Day, I want to take a look at... There's five things that we see here in these verses that make up a fine father. First, I would say a fine father is patient. Aren't you glad if you had a patient father? Or maybe if yours was impatient sometimes, at least he was in the right times. My first truck, 1978 Ford F-150 Ranger. They didn't have Ford Rangers back then. The F-150 was called Rangers. Did anybody else have one of those? It was an F-150 Ranger with a souped-up engine in it. Dad bought off this guy who was trying to make it his hot rod, and it sounded good. You'd crank it up, and it boom, 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 you know. And I was so proud of that. It was ugly. I mean, it was, but it was my first car. And it was a truck, so I was a boy and I liked having a truck. And it usually had a 1964 model Snapper on the back, because anywhere I could go and cut grass and make a buck, I would. And Dad put me some cool wheels on there and some nice looking tires, and it was my hot rod. But the day came where I was on a dirt road, and my buddy said, "How fast will this thing go?" So I showed him how fast it went. As fast as it could. We went in the ditch and turned it over and crushed it all in, but we were okay. Man, was I glad we were okay. But I just knew when Dad got there, it was all over for me. And the state patrol man was there. And he said, "Son, you want me to put you in the back of this car to keep your daddy off of you?" And I said, "Yes, sir. Please do that for me. That would be wonderful." But I had a patient father. He wasn't always patient. I can say that because he's not here this morning. But most of the time we'd have to say, thank God for a patient father. That's a fine father. A fine father is patient. Verse 3, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. You study out here where it talks about that meddling fool. You and I probably would draw a different picture there than what the original writers and the original readers would have had here. You ever seen a dog that maybe wasn't even a big dog, or maybe not even a mean dog, but it wanted you to think it was? And it'd go like this and growl, snarl its teeth at you and show you its teeth. To these people, as they read this, when they talked about that meddling fool, that was the idea they had. This person acting like a dog almost, showing its teeth to try to make someone feel like you're bigger than them or better or badder than they are. A fine father's patient. A fine father's not this meddling fool. I've been around those irritable dogs that growled and snarled and showed their teeth. I've also been around a person that was that way. An honorable man ceases from strife, the Bible says, but a fool meddles and shows his teeth like this irritable dog. Don't be that easily irritated dad, always growling at the kids. Now, I will say, as a father, there are times where I'm growling at the kids. That's my Debbie cake. Don't you eat it. I'm watching my show right now. Can I get an amen from all the dads? As soon as you sit down in front of the TV to watch your show, a body appears between you and the TV. Amen? Jack didn't think that's funny as the rest of you. Oh, I like it. I'd rather watch my boys than TV any day. And they got these new TVs out. You can pause them. I just hit pause, and when the boys are done, I hit play, and I can watch it again after that. But I have been that dad from time to time, growling at the kids. But a fine father cultivates a pleasant, patient, positive personality. And I'm thankful today on Father's Day for men who were strong role models for me growing up and showed me patience. My dad especially. But there were other men in my life. Speaking to those of you who maybe don't have children, there are men in my life who dad would be off preaching, doing the Lord's work. They'd make sure I still got to go fishing. That's very important to me. I'll never forget it. There are men who'd sit me down when I first began the ministry and in a nice way say, don't do it like this and do it like that. Now, they could have just told me I'd find something else to do. But they were patient and they were helpful for me. And I thank God for that. It's wonderful. A fine father. Make up your mind to be patient and to learn to remove yourself from the situation when you find yourself losing control. Ask God to help you control your temper and to smile more with your children. A fine father is patient. Second, I would say a fine father is a hard worker. Look at verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. A fine father is not lazy. A fine father is not a sluggard. But a fine father works hard to care for his family. Man, thank God for some good men who work hard to provide for their families. It's a wonderful thing. I'm thankful for a father who made sure for me that I never went without a meal. Believe it or not, I've never gone without a meal. I can't think of a day in my life, 3 times a day, where I didn't have food in front of me. Usually more than I needed. Most of the time more than I wanted. Do you remember those days as a child when it was, boy, you better clean your plate? You know, now it's, would you stop cleaning your plate so much? We have a dishwasher. You don't have to lick it, you know. I never went without a meal. Hard-working man. Thank God for good fathers. Always had clothes to wear. Always had a roof over my head. Praise the Lord for that. I look around and I want to praise you men here today for being that hard-working example, not only in your families, but to the youth of our church. It's wonderful that there's men here. I spent a lot of time when we were in Virginia, and worked in a church there helping them out. They were between pastors and they needed someone just to fill the pulpit when they didn't have a prospective pastor coming in. And one of the things that just threw me in that church, large church, 300 to 400 member church, hardly any men. And ladies, I got nothing against you. I'm glad you come to church too. But I like having both. Thank you, men, for being here today. Thank you for being an influence in your home, in your church, in your community, to let young men know that it's manly to come to church. It's okay to come and praise the Lord. It's okay to read your Bible. It's manly to be a Christian. Thank you for being that influence. Young people need to see that. This isn't in the message, but I want to say it anyways. If they don't see this, they see the rapper, they see the athlete, they see everybody else who's pursuing anything but God. And boy, we've gone crazy over athletes in our culture. Good, they can throw a football, but can they go to work and work 8-hour shift? Big difference, isn't it? A fine father's a hard worker. Thank God for that. The lack of strong men role models is one of the biggest problems we have in culture today. If you haven't seen it yet, a new movie that came out, a church put a movie together called Courageous. And that is the point of that movie, is that America needs strong male role models. And we need that. A fine father is the solution to that problem. You know, the world sees Dad as this guy who drags home from work, flops down in front of the television, pops open his beer, and stays there all night. That's a dad to the world. That's a sad example for our children. A fine father is a diligent man whose schedule includes time for his wife and his children. Praise God for you men who are fine fathers. Happy Father's Day to you. Next, I would say a fine father is a good listener. Verse 5, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. My dad always had a way of drawing it out. For me, as a teenager, especially growing up, the things I was trying to say to him that I didn't know what words to use was like deep water. Boy, it was hard to get to the source of what I was really trying to say. But I'm so thankful for a fine dad who was a good listener, who could figure out what was really going on in my life and can counsel me in that area. Well, I mean, my boys aren't even teenagers yet. Sometimes Jack come home from school and it's deep water. I don't know where he's going or what he's saying or what's really on his heart. I know something is, and I try to listen and figure it out. But a fine father's a good listener. This verse says that exactly to me, that sometimes our children, and it says here that the counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. But thinking of Father's Day, can I tweak that just a little bit this morning and say, in the heart of our children is deep water? Hey, I've seen Dad and then dads counsel more than just their children, other men, their wives, people at a time of death. The strong male influence a lot of times has to be the voice that sometimes you don't want to be, don't you? But thank God for men who are good listeners and can listen. Someone says a child's heart is not a spigot, rather it's a well. Now a lot of times their mouth is a spigot, but their heart is not always. Sometimes you got to just take time and listen to figure out what they're really saying. And you can't just sit down with a child and say, let's talk, tell me about it, because you won't always get it from them. You got to spend time around them. And dads are good at that. Dad may seem like he's just watching TV and not paying any attention, but he's hearing that conversation between son and mother and mother and daughter and hearing in a good listener. Thank God for fine fathers who will do that. Spending time together in a relaxed setting and give an opportunity to open up. A fine father is a good listener. A good listener can hear the question that's really being asked, and a good listener can reply without even giving a lecture. Now all the children just sighed right there. What do you mean my dad can answer without giving a lecture? Every time I turn around, he's giving me another lecture. I've got a long list of lectures. My boys hear them regularly. Boys, this car is not a playground. Until you get your own and you're paying for it, don't treat it that way. Boys, look at mine and mom's seat. It's clean. Our stuff is picked up out of the floorboard of our car. Look at y'all's now. McDonald's bags and toys. Oh, I hate McDonald's toys. They go to the trash. It's wasteful. I think we could stimulate the economy if we cut out McDonald's toys. Maybe. I don't know. But a fine father is a good listener. A fine father is a faithful friend. Look at verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Have you ever had those days where, and you couldn't find a faithful friend? I mean, there are people who loved you. You knew they did. But you had something that just not anybody could help you with. You couldn't find a faithful friend for that. Dad, always be that faithful friend. I've seen times in my life where my sister would be going through something that I don't know, and I still don't know what it was she was going through, but I knew she couldn't go to mom with it, and she couldn't call her buddies about it. She couldn't go to the preacher about it. But Dad would get home from work, and they'd sit on the front porch and talk. Dad can be that faithful friend. A fine father is a faithful friend who will take time to be with his wife and children. A faithful friend will meet their emotional needs. All you men, don't grumble at me right there. You do it whether you realize you do or not. Being that strong tower in your home meets the emotional needs a lot of times without even saying anything. Just being that presence. Thank God for you being that way. A faithful friend is their companion. A faithful friend confides to them his thoughts and feelings. A faithful friend fulfills his role as spiritual leader of the household. And men need to be that. I was talking to someone just this past week. We were talking about families used to have every night devotion and family altar. You know, if we had family altars like we used to, wouldn't need this altar much, would we? Get it done every day of the week at home. You could come in on Sundays and just praise the Lord. A faithful friend, a fine father, fills his role as spiritual leader of the household. A faithful friend is faithful before God. And a fine father is that faithful friend. And then finally, we move to verse 7. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. I would end by saying that a fine father is a righteous man. He leads a blameless life of high character and high caliber. He's committed to Jesus Christ. He's committed to the Word. He's committed to prayer. He's committed to his church. He's honest and a model of integrity for his children. Now, you may be here this morning and say, I'm not all those things Brother Chance said about me. But I'm happy he did, because I get to boast in it all day long today. And you can. But I challenge you, fathers, today. I mean, Father's Day ends in just a few hours. And it'll be Monday. Boom, boom, boom. But you're starting a new year tomorrow. Did anybody win number one dad this year? Did I get it? World's greatest dad? Do we have any world's greatest dads in here? Brother Rye won world's greatest dad. Boy, that's wonderful, preacher. I'm so proud for you. I've got number one dad once before, but I've never won world's greatest. I'm waiting. Some of these times, maybe I will. Well, you got all year to work on that, man. You've got all year to work on being faithful to God, being faithful to His Word, being faithful in prayer, being faithful to church, being a man of integrity, a man that your children go to your wife and ask because they know what your answer is going to be before you ever get there. Dad, can I go do this? Don't go ask Dad. You know he'll say no. I know it gets tiring being the no all the time, but Mama needs a break. Amen, mothers. You should say amen right there. Y'all wouldn't just because it's Father's Day. Y'all are such sweet ladies. If you have been that, I praise you today. Happy Father's Day to you. I'd say for the most part, you're here, you're in church on Father's Day. You are that. We've all got some things we need to work on this year. I know I do. Use this time to think of those things and work on them. And then use this time to reflect on, you may have a father who's gone on. Remember the memory of the good things. Leave the bad things alone. The devil wants you to, he's on this shoulder, wants you to remember the bad. The little angel's on that shoulder, wants you to remember the good, right? That's real deep theology. Not even in the Bible. Remember the good things. You may be getting ready to become a father. Or you may be, and you don't know it yet. You're going to get married. I promise you, eventually you might become a father. Determine now that this is the father you're going to be. A fine father. You're going to be that dad who his children can say, hey, I'm proud of my dad. Appreciate the things that he did for me. Happy Father's Day to you. And then don't leave here today without remembering our Heavenly Father. Gave his son for you. Praise the Lord for that. Let's all stand all over the house this morning with heads bowed and eyes closed. The promise at the end of verse 7 says that the children of a fine father will be blessed. Happy is the child whose father is a patient man, a hard worker, a good listener, and a faithful friend. And then most importantly, a righteous man. Do you have happy children? Are you that dad for them? Happy are the children of the dad whose God is the Lord. If you're here today, dad, and you've never been saved, nothing you can do in this world. There's no inheritance, there's no home, there's no cars. Nothing more importantly you can do in this world than to be saved. I'm proud of who my dad is, and I'm proud of a lot of things he's done. But more than anything, I'm proud that my dad was a Christian man. Amen. And showed me how to become a Christian myself. If you're here today and you've never accepted Jesus, today's your day. What a wonderful Father's Day to accept the gift given to you by your Heavenly Father and His Son, and to become a Christian dad yourself. Miss Shanae is going to play us a song. We can pray with you this morning. I have some who will pray with you, or I can pray with you myself, and we can show you how to be saved. If you'd like to be saved today, Dad, happy are the children of the dad whose God is the Lord. Come today and be saved. Thank you to those of you men who are here today who father our children. If you need to pray today, you come on. If you want to pray today and thank God for your dad, you come on. If you want to be saved, today's your day to accept Christ.
Thank you for listening today. If you have questions about this ministry or would like to know more about becoming a Christian, please contact us. We can be reached online at parfithbaptist.org or by phone at 615-378-1136. Please join us again next week for another Bible sermon from Harpeth Baptist Church.